有什么样的表现呢？
So what's the outcome of a person after he or she was saved?
如果这些的表现越明显的话，我对我得救就越有把握。
So I'll be more sure if I can see all my reactions more clearly.
所以受浸以后呢，事实上你自己本人呢，也可以去体会看看，到底我在圣经里面告诉我，我应该有什么样的反应跟表现，我能够确认啊，我确实是一个得救的人。
So after you get baptized, you can go to the Bible and seek answers and see what kind of reaction you should have.
我们刚才所读的圣经就是来告诉我们说，如果一个人得救了以后呢，他正常的表现呢，应该是这样子的。
So after we read those few verses, we should have an idea on what we should behave after we're saved.
如果你发现你的生活的表现呢，越接近圣经刚才所说的话呢，你里面就越有平安。
So you will feel more peaceful if you realize that what you are doing is close to the Word of God.
到底我们的得救呢，从哪里开始呢？
So how can we, where from?Where we start to being saved.
圣经刚才所读的说，我们所传给你的福音就是这道。
So the Bible said the word of the Lord stands forever, and it is the word that was preached to you.
所以你所领受的，别人所传给你的福音呢，就是这道。
So the good news is the word of God.
那这个道呢本身呢是什么样的一个特征呢？
So what's the characteristic of the word?
第一个，这个道呢是永存的。
It's forever.
它不会改变的，因为它是真理。
It's a truth, so it never change.
所以在二十四节里面，他就讲说，凡有血气的尽都如草。
So as verse 24 says, all men are like grass.
这个草呢会成长的，
and the grass will grow,
会越长越旺的，
and grow and tall, getting taller and taller,
最后还会长出花来，
and then will bloom later.
但是这是从血气来的，也就是说从人来的，
but that's from our old self.
所以我们可以在这个世界听到很多人的道理，
so we'll learn a lot of things from men in this world.
但是人的道理呢，就像那个草一样，它也是很吸引人的， 会让觉得人很兴奋的。
But men's words are sometimes can be very attractive too.
但是那个道理是一下子而已。
But that's so temporal.
就像那个草上的花，一开开发旺了以后呢，再过不久就凋谢了。
It's like the flower, it will wither soon.
这个有些道理啊，听起来是很好，但是呢，它经不起时间的考验。
So some idea sounds good, but it cannot stand the test of time.
当那个手机啊刚刚出来的时候啊，有一个人在高速公路上开车啊，急急忙忙的来到了休息站，他就赶着匆忙的跑进去洗手间。
So when the cell phone just came into the market, and one guy was driving on the freeway, and then when he pulled into a rest stop, he ran into the restroom.
终于找到坐下来以后，他心里就平安了。
When he sat down, he feels safe.
他准备。下一步的时候，他就听到有人对他说：“哎，你上哪去啊？”
The next thing he heard some people ask him, "Where did you go?"
他一听，这个是人的声音。
He heard it's the human's voice.
但是这个声音在厕所里面。
But that's in the bathroom.
没有见面，但是这个人他还挺友善的。
But however, he didn't see him, but he sounds kind.
但是他问他说：“你上哪里去呢？”他觉得我跟你不熟。还挺尴尬的，要讲话也挺尴尬的。
So he said, when he heard, "Where are you going?" And then he said, "You know, I don't really know you. It feels kind of embarrassed."
但他觉得说，人这样既然这么客气的对你说话的话，我们也应该很客气的回答。所以他就说，我要上西雅图。
So, but he thinks since people ask you, you should respond. So he said, "I'm going to Seattle."
结果这个人还继续讲说，那你太太在哪里呢？
And then he heard another voice, "Where's your wife?"
所以他就回答说。我太太在外面车上等着我。
He said, "My wife's waiting for me in the car outside."
结果下一句呢，隔壁就开始讲话说，听到他讲说，你等着，有我旁边有个神经病，每次我跟你讲话，他都抢着回答。
He said, "Just hold a second. There is someone next to me. Every time I talk to you, and he trying to answer it.
原来那个人是在讲手机啊，他不知道有手机，所以他在跟手机电话讲话的时候，他抢着回答他。
So that's why the other person actually was talking on the cell phone. He didn't know that.
所以有时候我觉得我们过去是认为道理说一定要人家很客气、很礼貌，结果呢，最后一个有礼貌的道理呢，变成最后被人骂成神经病。
So sometimes we were trying to be polite, but as actually end up people calling us being crazy.
所以一个道理呢，能够是不是持续的存在呢？确实是需要这样的考验的。
So if the word can last for a long time, it needs test.
但是神的真理呢，这个道呢，是永远不改变的。
But the word of God, the truth will never change.
第二个，神的道理它有个特征，它是活泼的，它是长存的。
And second one, the word of God is living and enduring.
这个活泼的意思就是神这个道呢，是一个活的关系的道。
So the living means it's alive.
也就是说，你跟这位上帝呢，可以在这个道的里面呢，你们两个之间有一个活的来往关系。
So it's alive and it's interactive relationship.
并且在这里讲到说，它是长存的，在英文来讲的话，就是经得起考验的。
And here we say enduring. Enduring means can stand the test.
就是神的道呢，它可以经过各种的挑战跟考验呢，它还是能够站得住的。
So, however, God, the word of God will face all kinds of challenge, but it will stand still.
在中国文化大革命的时候呢，有一些的基督徒呢，公开的否认他相信耶稣。
So during the time in China Revolution, some Christians denied their faith.
等到 开放了以后呢，有海外的基督徒回去了，跟他们见面。
And afterwards, when it's all over, there are some Christians from Taiwan went back to China and meet them.
那这些否认耶稣基督的这些人呢，就对这些基督徒说：“你不要再跟我谈耶稣，因为我已经公开的否认了这位耶稣。”
So all the people that have denied the Lord and told those Christians from Taiwan that don't tell me about the Lord anymore, because I have. refuse the Lord.
所以这个海外回去的这个弟兄呢，他就不谈耶稣，他就谈起过去在教会里面大家彼此过去来往的那段往事。
So the person from Taiwan just say, "Okay, I'm not going to talk about Christ anymore. Let's talk about our lives that when we're together."
过去他们在诗班里面，他们怎么样一起唱诗歌
？And then how they used to sing together.
他们一起如何出去传福音？
How they spread the good news together?
就渐渐的把这往事慢慢谈出来以后，谈，那个公开否认耶稣的眼泪就掉下来了。
So after a while, the person who denied Jesus started crying.
因为神的道是经得起考验的。
Because the word of God stands forever.
即使他公开的否认耶稣。
However, he refused to acknowledge him.
但是那个道还在他的里面。
But the word is still in there.
那个道不会因为考验、因为挑战，它就失去了。
So the word will not disappear because of the challenge.
因为它是长存的。
Because it's enduring.
第三个，神的道呢是不能坏的。
The third one is imperishable.
它不会朽坏的。
So it will not perish.
那个道路一进去以后呢，你不管怎么样，甚至你这个人死了，这个道还在你里面，它是活的。
So when you receive the word, it will not perish, even your physical body perishes.
从人类的历史来证明，这本圣经直到今天仍然屹立不摇。
So from all history, now we test this Bible still be true.
所以我们说我们信了这个道呢，我们就得到永生。
So that's why we say when we receive the word, we receive eternal life.
这个永生是可以应付永恒的事情的。
So this eternal life, it can be last forever.
所以重点在于说，你是不是真的得到这个道？这个道是不是在你里面
？So the emphasis of today is to really receive the word, and is the word inside of you.
当然，你听到的那个道呢，是不是真的就是圣经所讲的这个道？那当然，这个是有可以商量的。
Okay, of course, there is something we can discuss if the word you heard is really the word from God.
但是这个道如果进来了以后呢，你经过这三个的考验呢，你就可以确定是不是真的你所得到的那个道呢，是不是就是圣经所讲的，它永存的，它活泼长存，它是不能坏的。
So when you receive the word, you can test it and see if it's forever living and enduring and imperishable.
有时候如果是听了一个道很感人，但是他没有神的道在里面的话，这个道并不是来自于神的。
So sometimes, however, heard some word that's very touching, but if it's not from God.
所以你可以借着生活的体验里面，你可以检验你所得到的道是不是真实的。
So from our everyday life, we can do self-test, self-exam, see if the word we receive is the word of God.
当这个道是永存的、活泼长存、不能坏的道，如果你得着的话呢，你就重生了。
So when you receive the word that's forever, living, enduring, and imperishable, that means you have received eternal life.
And you were born again.
You were born again.
这个重生这个字呢，事实上是从上面生，从外面生的。
So the born again is born from above.
那这个是从哪里来？是从神的话而来的。
So it's from the word of God.
是神的灵在你的心里面做了工作，这一个才有重生的工作。
So it's the Spirit of God that works inside of you. That's called born again.
所以这个道，如果你重生的话呢，你就有神的生命在你里面。
So if you're born again, you have God's life inside of you.
那什么叫重生？我们上次已经提过，它的对象是上帝。
So born again, we emphasize God.
因为你在上帝面前从死复活了。
Because our relationship before God was dead and now is alive.
好，当有这个道如果进来里面重生了以后呢，你就在生命中就开始产生变化了。
So when the word entered you, and then there will be changes.
从外面人可以观察出来的一个变化是什么呢？
So what can people see?
你会爱弟兄姐妹。
And you love your brothers and sisters.
你会从内心里面爱弟兄姐妹。
You love them from your heart.
这个爱是怎么样来诠释它呢？
So how's the love been displayed?
因为我的里面跟弟兄姐妹的里面，我们两个之间有一个相同的生命。
Because now the life inside of me and the life of brothers and sisters, we have the same life now.
这个生命从哪里来呢？
Where's the life come from?
这个生命是从神的道来的，神的话来的。
It's from God through the word of God.
所以我们怎么样叫做爱弟兄姐妹呢？
So how do we say love your brothers and sisters?
我们接受救人的观念里面，我们都认为说我爱弟兄姐妹，就是说弟兄姐妹你有什么困难我帮帮你，这个就叫爱弟兄姐妹。
So from an old person, love brothers and sisters, that if you have difficulty, I'll go help you.
我不是否认这件事情。
I'm not denying it's a good thing to do.
但是不是圣经的教导。
But that's not word of God.
因为你的生命跟他的生命是来自于同样神的道，所以我们怎么样来爱弟兄姐妹呢？我们还是用神的道来爱弟兄姐妹。
So since our life are connected through the word of God, so we need to love each other through the word of God.
我们在教会里面常常看到一种现象。
So sometimes we see a phenomenon in the church.
你会看见那个在世上属世的这个世界关系上比较相同的人，在教会里面就容易聚在一起。
So sometimes we see if we have the similar background, we tend to group together.
这个不是圣经所讲的弟兄姐妹的爱。
That's not the love from the Bible.
这个爱是俱乐部的爱，这个爱是同乡会的爱。
That's kind of local club.
这个不是圣经所讲的。
It's not the love that Bible was talking.
如果你一直在你那个你的世上的那个圈圈里面跨不出去的话，表示这个生命是有问题的。
So if you can't step out the circle that you're getting used to, then the love needs to be re-examined.
但是我们会想说，那我怎么样跟弟兄姐妹能够真的有爱呢？
Sometimes we say, how do I love brothers and sisters?
因为我们都同主领受了相同的生命。
Because we all receive the same life from the Lord.
这个生命是从神的道来的。
And this life is through the word of God.
所以这两个生命一定能够交流的地方是什么？就是神的话。
So how can we connect those lives together? It's through the word of God.
如果我和另外一位弟兄姐妹呢，我不需要担心他的社会背景，我不需要担心他在社会的各种条件，我只知道他的里面跟我的里面有从神的话、神的道来的生命，所以我们一定可以连接的。
So I don't have to worry about the background of the brother and sister, their race and gender.Or social status, as long as I know we have the same life through the word of God, and I know we can connect with each other.
弟兄姐妹，你要知道，你里面的这个生命很渴望相同的生命跟你做呼应，跟你做交流的。
And brother and sister, you know the life that inside you are eager to connect with other people.
既然这个生命是从神的到来的话，我从神的话语一定可以跟他交流的。
Because I receive my life through the word of God, I can connect with other brothers and sisters through the word of God.
所以爱弟兄姐妹的第一步呢，就是神的话，我用神的话与弟兄姐妹来交流，来分享。
So the first step of loving your brother and sisters to share your life through the word of God.
那要与弟兄姐妹有神话语的交流的话呢，第一个你必须跟耶稣呢有神话语的交流。
So before that, you have to be able to connect with God.
有了这样的话，弟兄姐妹，我们在彼此交接的时候，在团契的时候呢，应当有一个谦卑的态度来询问对方。
So when we have such heart, when we have a fellowship, we should humble ourselves and ask.
你应当请教弟兄姐妹说，最近你从主那边有得到什么话没有？
You should ask brothers and sisters, lately have you heard anything from the Lord?
你从圣经你有没有领受？
Have you learned something from the Bible?
请你分享给我。
Please share with us.
特别是那些当主日学老师的，不要以为那些年幼的弟兄姐妹没有话分享，他分享的可能是新鲜的。
So the Bible, especially the Bible Sunday school teachers, don't look down all the younger brothers and sisters because they might have really something important from the Lord to share with you.
这些新鲜的话语可能正是你所需要的。
And those fresh words are something that you really need.
我们可以花很多的时间在那里谈世界上风花雪月的事情。
Sometimes you can spend a lot of time talking about what's happening in the world.
为什么不肯谈上帝的话语呢？
Why don't we talk about the word of God?
如果我们用神的话语交流的时候，我们不需要做很多的花样，我们的团契就很坚固。
So our fellowship will stabilize. We don't have to do anything else. Just through the God's words, everything will be fine.
哪怕有一句话神感动我，我就把这个感动的话分享给弟兄姐妹。
Even there's one word of God that touches me, I like to share it with brothers and sisters.
上帝的话不是放在高高好像很伟大的一个位置，上帝的话是我每一天要用的。
So the word of God is not something for a show, it's something I use every day.
这个叫做爱弟兄姐妹的第一步。
So that's the first step of loving your brothers
and sisters. 弟兄姐妹，如果我们跨出这一步，用神的话语爱弟兄姐妹的时候，你会发现自然而然的有一些生活上需要的帮助，你自动就会流露出来的。
So when we step out this first step and love brothers and sisters through the word of God, you will realize that whatever you need will be given to you.
既然我们这个生命是从神的道来，我们就在神的道上面发展这个生命，建立这个团契。
So since we receive the life through the word of God, let us establish and grow it.
所以你确定你得救了吗？
So are you sure you're saved?
你如果确定的话，你应当可以感受到你常常有神的话语能够供应给弟兄姐妹。
So if you are, you will feel very often that there is word of God inside of you that you want to share with brothers and sisters.
千万不要误解，要讲大道理，不是这个意思。
Don't misunderstand, you have to say something great, important.
神有一点的感动，有一点的带领，这个就可以分享了。
Anything that touches your heart, and then you can share it.
这样的交流越丰富的时候，你越有把握，我是一个得救的人。
So more and more of those communication, and then more you will be sure that you are the one that born again.
接下来我们来看，要尝，你知道你得救了吗？这里讲到说，要尝过主恩的滋味。
So the second one is taste that the Lord is good.
主恩典的滋味，我想很多人的见证都在讲说，我找工作找不到，所以我祷告都上帝给我一份工作，哇，主的恩典很大。
So sometimes we say the grace of God is they say I'm looking for a job and then I prayed and I got it, so I can thank God for the grace.
这是主恩典。
That's a grace from God.
但是在这里讲的主恩的滋味的意思就是你得救的恩典。
But here we say that it's the saving grace.
你一得救了，这个就是主的恩典，你一定要尝过这个滋味的。
So when you're saved, you have received the grace of God.
从罪恶里面被拯救出来，这是很大的喜乐啊。
So that's a great joy when you were saved from sinful past.
我能够朝向光明的方向走，这是很大的祝福。
Now it's a good, it's a great blessing.
如果我们尝过主恩的滋味的时候呢，你一定会有一种的反应，这个反应在你是在你里面会自然的感受到的。
So when you have tasted the Lord is good, there will be reaction come out of from inside of you.
刚才讲的，你得救了。你会有一个外面的表现，就是你会用神的话去爱弟兄姐妹。
So when we just talked, when you were saved, there's outward, you will love your brothers and sisters through the word of God.
你得救的话，你自己的里面呢也会有一个反应的。
And also there are some reactions inside of you.
那个反应很强烈的。
And it's very strong.
那个强烈的就是讲到说，你会爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样。
It's like the newborn babies crave pure spiritual milk so that by it you may grow up in your salvation.
你们应该有看过那个小小婴孩。
So you probably have seen little babies.
他每天也要上班的。
And he has to go to work too.
他上班最重要的一件事情是什么呢？
And his job is?
啊，就是吃奶。
So drink milk.
你看他吃奶的时候像不像一个董事长？
Is he like an executive?
我正在办天下最重要一件正事。
And then he said, I'm really doing the most important thing in the world.
任何人都不能打搅我。
And don't disturb me.
因为他在办正事。
Because that's what he does.
一个婴孩爱慕奶，就是这样专心一致的，没有得到奶，他卯尽全力啊，又哭又叫又抗议啊，直到得到奶为止。
It's how a baby crave milk, and he will cry and fight for until he gets it.
你是不是得救了？你就从这里可以告诉你，这个就是得救的信号。
And also, we can feel if we've really been saved and born again, that's one of the things that we would crave.
一个基督徒刚刚生下来，一个基督徒应该心里面就有这种渴慕灵奶的一个冲动。
When a newborn Christian will have the crave for pure spiritual milk.
因为这个就是那个道所生出来的生命必然的反应。
So that's the reaction. That was the life born by the word.
如果没有这样的反应，你要退一步，谦卑下来。
And if you don't have such feelings, step back and humble yourself.
你真的要跟主祷告。
And pray to the Lord.
我真的得救了吗？
Am I really saved?
我有那个生命吗？
Do I have the life in you, in me?
如果没有，不要觉得很尴尬。
Don't feel embarrassed if you don't have it.
还是回到第一步。
And go back to the first step.
确定你所得到的福音是纯正的福音。
And make sure you receive the true word of God.
你真的得到那个神的道，那个不会朽坏的。
And then you receive the one that's living and enduring and will not perish.
直到你里面的生命起来，就像这个婴孩一样爱慕灵奶。
And then your new person will start growing, crave the spiritual milk.
这里讲到说纯净的灵奶。
Here we're talking about pure spiritual milk.
弟兄姐妹，我很愿意弟兄姐妹花时间去读圣经。
And brothers and sisters, I really like to spend time reading the Bible.
你自己去读的时候，你就慢慢会有能力来分辨到底人家在讲的东西是纯净的呢，还是掺杂的。
So when you really sink into the word of God, you will be able to tell what other people say is pure or is not pure.
你一听你就知道这个真的是从圣经出来的，不是人在那里加添了很多东西进去的。
Sometimes you'll be able to tell that it's really come from the Bible, not from man.
这是我自己个人的一点意见。
It's my own opinion.
今天有很多的传道人在传道的时候，他把圣经呢这边拿一点，那边拿一点，哪里凑成一篇讲章。
And some preachers nowadays and just took one part of the Bible and the other part and put it together.
他真正在控制的是他自己的想法，控制他这些圣经只是来服务他用的，完成把他所想法呢合理化。
So it's all serve him, his purpose, his idea.
因为上帝给信息的时候是一篇一篇的信息给的。
So when God gave us message, he gave us in all with context.
一卷书一卷书的给的。
A whole book.
这一卷书里面他的用心，他的用意，他有真确定明确的对象的。
In every individual book, there is a focus for certain things.
所以如果你这边抓一点那边抓一点斗出来的话，他把本来的用意都已经模糊掉了。
So if we take one part from one book, the other from the other book, and then we cannot get the true message.
所以你如果读的时候，应当是一章一章的来读。
So when we read, we should read the whole chapter.
也就是为什么我在传信息的时候，都希望是一卷一卷的来查。
So that's why when I preach, I like to study the Bible one book after another.
事实上是对我来讲比较不方便。
Actually, it's not really easy for me.
因为限制我只能在这个范围里面。不可以跑出去的。
Because it's limited me.
我没有那么大的自由，我没有那么大的自由度。
And I don't have any freedom.
我把自己愿意说，主你在这个地方这样讲，我只能在你的圈子，我跑不出去，因为我一跑出去，马上别人就注意到了。
So because I told Lord, you know, I want to preach within the context, not going out.
我祷告的心就是说，神啊，我所传的真的就是你的意思。
So when I pray to Lord that whatever I preach is your word.
不是为了我一时的方便，我希望想这个，我就把这个圣经抽几节出来，把我这个想讲的方法就表达出来。
It's not what I want to preach, just pull a few verses from one book.
因为这样的话，我的思想我可以控制影响你们的思想的。
So that's why my mind, my idea can control yours.
最后你们是跟着我的路在走。
And it end up you're following my way.
最后如果我走错的话，大家都走错。
And if I walk the wrong way, everybody will walk the wrong way.
但是我一卷一卷查的时候，你就很容易抓住圣经这个地方不是这样讲法的。
But if I follow the whole book, and then you can easily tell that, you can tell me that this is not what the Bible says.
你们可以看得出来我的错误在哪里。
And you will be able to tell the mistake that I made.
纯净的灵奶是这样来的。
So that's the pure spiritual milk.
所以弟兄姐妹，灵奶是什么意思呢？
So what's the spiritual milk mean?
我们知道奶啊，应该来讲就是不是他自己的。
So we know that milk, to the baby, that's not his own milk.
所以不是自己制造出来的。
It's not something that you produce.
第二个呢，这个奶呢，只要一吃呢，它就可以吸收，就可以消化，马上就可以消化掉，它不需要花功夫，它就可以吸收了。
And then when after you take it in, your body can absorb it.
那这个在属灵上来讲的话，也就是说，其他的人，神的话在他们生命里面经历了以后呢，他有经历了，他拿出来给你的，你马上就可以吸收的。
So that means when the word of God you take it in, and then you will be able to understand it and then take and absorb it.
举个例子，像说一对夫妻在家里吵架了。
For example, there are a couple having quarrels in the house.
丈夫去祷告。
And husband went praying.
以弗所书就出来了。
And here comes Ephesians.
你要爱你的妻子。
Love your wife.
就像基督爱教会。
Like Christ loved his church.
为教会舍己。
And die for his church.
他在两个吵架的时候，他觉得他道理全部都是站在他那边。
So when they have fight together, he think everything he's right.
但是他得到这句话的话，他能够把自己的坚持的地方，他就能够放得下来。
And when he received this word from God, he can lay down his own pride.
当他遇到事情，经历神的话，他经验到一些事情了，他把它分享出来，这个部分就是叫做灵奶。
So when you have take the word of God in, and then you can share it with other people, that's called pure spiritual milk.
别人马上就可以吸收。
And everybody else can just take it in easily.
所以我们刚刚蒙恩得救的人，你有没有这样的渴望，很想从别人在圣经话语上的经历，你希望能够得着？
So, for the new Christians, do you have the urge that to learn from other brothers and sisters of the Word of God?
因为这样的话呢，你就因此渐长，以致得救。
And so that you can grow in your salvation.
在英文的话翻译的比较好，在救恩的里面成长成熟。
So it's like you grow up in the salvation.
如果有这两个现象的话，你的心有一个确据，我真的是一个得救的人。
So if you're sure about those two things, you're sure that you are the one who's saved.
所以这两件事情的表现都从哪里做出发点呢？
So where those two come start with?
还是从神的道？
It's from the word of God.
神的话。
And the word, the truth from the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们还有一段路要跑的。
And we still have a distance to go.
我盼望我们教会的一个固定形式的问候话，应该是这样的方法来问候弟兄姐妹。
I hope we could greet each other like this.
弟兄姐妹，你好吗？平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
你最近从主有得到什么话吗？
Have you received any word from the Lord lately?
如果没有就没有，如果有我们就分享。
If there's nothing, it's nothing. If there's something, let us share.
如果弟兄姐妹你们都愿意这样尝试的话，我们的教会不多久人数一定会成长的。
So, brothers and sisters, if we want to try that, we will grow our church.
请你相信不是我，你相信神的道。
And trust not me, but the word of God.
因为他是有生命的。
Because he's alive.
他是永存的
and he's in, last forever.
他是活泼的
and it's living.
他是不会朽坏的
and it's imperishable.
你这样的经历里面，你这样的操练的里面，你更有确据你是一个得救的人。
After all the experience, you will be sure that you are the one that was saved.
愿主带领我们
May the Lord lead us.
我们一起祷告
Let us pray.